Oh my goodness, we've got students in the room. Say, everybody say hi.
Hi.
Let's say it one more time. Say hi.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be great. So in the room, we've got Finn.
Yeah.
And Finn, you're going to want to talk. Everybody remember to talk into the microphone. There you go.
Yeah.
And Finn, how old are you?
7.
And Isaac, step over here. Isaac, how old are you?
I am 8.
8. And then we've got Sylvie. S-I-L-V-I-E.
S-Y-L-V-I-E.
Oh, dang. I got served.
Yep. And I'm 11.
And then we've got Annika. Hi, Annika.
And I am also 11.
I love your name. And you're 11. Where do you go to school, Annika?
I go to Cutton Elementary.
You guys are all Cutton Elementary students.
Yep.
Yeah.
One
Ridgewood.
At One Ridgewood. Oh, you're a Ridgewood, Finn?
Yeah,
oh, right on. How's that going for you? Do you like Ridgewood?
Yeah, I like Ridgewood.
Okay, good deal. What is the name of the crossing guard at Cutton Elementary? Because she seems like the nicest person in Northern California.
Her name's Gidget. She's really nice.
Yeah? What's Gidget's deal? She's just out there every day making sure you guys don't get hit by cars?
Yep. I mean, it's pretty nice making sure that kids don't get hit by cars.
She's also my aide in my class.
Oh, cool. That's amazing. And then we've got some grown-ups over here. We've got Lisa and Janelle. Hi, Lisa and Janelle.
Hello.
Hello.
Lisa, let's start with you. Why are you here at K-Hum today?
We are here to let everybody know about a student art show happening at Arts Alive in Eureka at the Adorney Center.
And that is this coming Arts Alive?
Yes. It is the 22nd District PTA along with the Humboldt Office of Education. We partnered this year to put on our fourth art show. The first three were a District 22 project, and Humboldt Office of Education stepped up and is helping us put a huge show on. We included not only our 7 PTA schools, but 13 more schools in the district.
Now, this is a bad interview question because it doesn't have to do with anything. What's District 22? What is it? 22 out of what?
Well, there's 29 PTA districts in the state of California, and each district has a number of unit PTAs, which are individual schools, and we support those units at the district level, and then the state supports the district and so on.
Roger that. Okay. So how much art, Lisa, is going to be at this thing, which, again, is at the Adorney Center? It's a little bit off the beaten path.
Yep. We're going to have art. We're going to have culinary arts. Fortuna High School is providing some food. We're going to have a little bit of music and probably about 2,000 pieces of art.
What?
From 20 schools.
2,000
yes.
Pieces of art. Annika, you can't leave yet. This is not, I know this interview's not going well, but you can't just walk. You can't go. She's like looking out the window like, are we done here? This dude's boring. All right, Annika, let's ask you some questions. Annika,
okay.
Your name means grace.
Yep.
And you must have some art at the art show?
Yeah, I think they're showing a piece of artwork that we did with the new art program teachers and
okay.
instructors.
Okay. And what's your favorite? Do you like sculptures? Do you like painting? Do you like drawing?
I like drawing and painting. I haven't gotten a lot of experience sculpting, but I guess I enjoy that too.
Well, let's ask you some art questions. All right, I'm going to ask each of you guys. Do you know what aesthetics is?
No.
Okay,
no.
So aesthetics, if you want to major in something where every answer is the right answer, aesthetics is for you. It's like the study of art itself, okay? So Annika will ask you this. Annika, what is art?
It's an expression of feeling put down usually on canvas or paper.
Ooh, that's a good one. All right, next question. Sylvie, you're up. I'm going to give you a harder question.
Okay.
So there was a French artist named Marcel Duchamp.
Okay.
And what he did in the 20s is he decided to redefine what people think as art. And this is getting a little gross for a second, but what he did is he took a toilet and he put it in a museum. And he said, that is art. Was that art?
Well, a toilet, you wouldn't really consider it art, but it took pieces to build, and it was an idea, so kind of.
Okay, perfect. All right, next up, Isaac. We're doing high-level aesthetics questions here. American avant-garde composer John Cage is most famous for what?
I have no idea.
Okay, that's the right answer, because it's aesthetics, and everything's the right answer in aesthetics. So he wrote a piece of music which is called 4:33. Guess how long it is.
4 hours and 33 minutes.
You would think, if you've ever heard it, it feels that way. It's only 4 minutes and 33 seconds. But Isaac, here's the thing about 4:33 by John Cage. It has... Annika, do you know about this?
Yeah, isn't it completely silent?
What? Oh my gosh, where's my bell? I need a bell to...
Ding-a-ling-a-ling!
Holy smokes! You know about John Cage 4:33?
Of course I do.
All right, we'll get away from the microphone. It's not your turn yet. Isaac? Okay, so 4:33 is completely silent. Is that music if there is no music in it?
Well, I just don't know.
Okay, next up, Annika, you got this. What's your solution here?
Well, I think that it is music in a way because he's showing more of the beauty of silence. But I think that he could use, there are many, many, many types of rests. There's a full rest, a half rest, a quarter note rest, a eighth note rest. There, thank you, Mrs. Pitts.
Wow.
I think he could use.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
You hit that bell. Hit that bell, you guys. That's for you. All right.
Break the bell.
Finn? But if he used all different types of rests, it could be art and music and all rolled up into one, only he's expressing the beauty of silence, not using noise to create his image.
This is the best. There are grown-ups who can't answer that question. All right, Finn, you are up. You are 7 years old.
Yes.
And you go to Ridgewood.
Yes.
Okay, so have you ever, can you ride a bike?
Yes, you're so smart.
That's right. That's absolutely right. When you fall off your bike, what does it sound like? Now, can that sound be music?
Yes, it can be
what is it called again?
Beatboxing. Okay, so make the sound of you falling off a bike and beatbox it at the same time. Got it. All right. Perfect. All right. Now, for our final trick, what we're going to do here is we're going to have you do an improvisational rap about Student Arts Alive, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the music that you just did here, and then you are going to talk over it however you see fit, okay?
Cut in school. Is that how?
Yep.
Cut in school. That's how you roll.
Keep going.
We can go to the house of school. Saturday night, we all fight. We are going to make things right.
There we go! Everybody clap! We're going to fade down your beatbox there. I'm not sure if we covered the ground, Janelle, that we wanted to cover. Janelle, you haven't had a turn yet. Again, we're talking about Student Arts Alive, and it is at the Adorney Center. It is on Saturday. From when to when?
It's on Saturday. It's from 6 to 9. It's important to tell or to remind the students that have had individual family art nights to remember to bring their art passport. There is another outstanding art event where you'll want to bring that passport. This Thursday, Eureka High School is opening its doors, the art students, to show you the vast array of very cool art projects that they've done. We're encouraging families to come to that. It's free. You'll get a stamp in your art passport. Come on down then Saturday to the Adorney Center with that same passport. You'll get another stamp. We are encouraging you to then visit the Morris Graves Museum of Art, Sewell Gallery, and Redwood Art Association, all within the same block and a half. We really want you to have a rich art experience. We are grateful to the district, 22nd District PTA, and the Humboldt County Office of Education for encouraging and celebrating student artwork and student artists.
2,000 pieces of art. What do you think of those 2,000? How much of that will be better than all the other art at Arts Alive? Most of it?
I think you'll all be pretty astounded. I don't know. I've gone through a number of the art galleries recently distributing flyers about this event, and I'm amazed with the artwork that is available here in Humboldt County. I'm relatively new here still.
Where'd you come from?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, welcome! Woo-hoo! Usually it goes the other way. I'm glad that we're getting you guys back here. That's fantastic.
Also a great place.
Portland's fine. I'm not knocking Portland. Yeah, I'm totally knocking Portland. Well, that's great. Yeah, the art scene here is wild. Like, per capita, it's through the roof.
It is. And if I could just also give a little plug for the Humboldt Alliance for Arts Education. They've been incredibly supportive of the partnership that has formed this year between the Humboldt County Office of Education and the 22nd District PTA. I'm grateful to be a part of my school, my children's PTA, and to have been able to bring a number of different art lessons to those schools. And one of the cool things about that is that the woman who runs the Arts Education Committee for our school also sits as the arts coordinator for the Humboldt County Office of Education and has been on the committee for this particular event we're promoting today. And because of the artwork that we've done in our schools, she's going to bring those lessons to countywide to educators within Humboldt County so that they might choose to replicate what we've been doing this year.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I hope they do.
I hope they do, too.
It's not copying if it's okay with the originator. Well, you guys, thank you so much. Finn, you look like you had something to say before we wrapped it up. Did you have something to add, Finn? No? All right. Fair enough. Look, you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh,
K-Hum,
no. Yeah.
No bouquet-hum.
No, we're going to bouquet-hum. It is tradition here that nothing is more humbling than getting booed by children. Children, here's how this is going to work. But since we're not going to do an actual K-Hum boo, what I'm going to ask you guys to do is to say, we'll start with Annika. Annika, you're going to say K-Hum, and then you guys are going to say, make better decisions. Okay? So, Annika, you're going to go K-Hum, and you guys go, make better decisions.
Yes.
All right? 3, 2, 1.
K-Hum, make better decisions.
Give yourselves a round of applause. Thank you guys very much.
Can we leave you with a parting gift?
Oh, sure. I like gifts.
These are posters that the state PTA put out. We are trying to advocate for art advocates in the schools, mm-hmm. for people to take on that position. And on the back, it tells you all about why arts is important in education. And there's one in Spanish and one in English. And hopefully you'll have a space on your wall where you can post these. I don't know if you want to...
I will absolutely post this. You know what I want to do is I want to put it on a window so people can see both sides of
That'd
it.
That'd be awesome.
All right.
Totally I have gonna do that. Given you one in English and in Spanish because we want parents of all cultures to be involved in that.
Well,
education.
I don't see Dutch on here. It would have been nice if you could have... Fine. The cultural hegemony
if
of the Art Institute.
If you would be nice enough to turn this into Dutch, we would be able to
I'll just run it through Google Translate.
Okay.
That's poor man.
And can we take a picture of you with the kids?
Sure. All right. We got to take a break. It's photo time here. It's KHUM. One more time. Give yourself a